with SRN News, I'm John Scott. A coroner has determined the cause of death for a Georgia woman who was found dead on the University of Georgia campus last week. 22-year-old Lakin Hope Riley died from blunt force trauma to the head, according to Athens-Clarke County Coroner Sonny Wilson. Authorities believe Riley was murdered by 22-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra while she went out on a jog Thursday. Ibarra of Venezuela was in the country illegally. Governor Brian Kemp says Lakin Riley would be alive if border policy was changed.
Lakin's death is a direct result of failed policies on the federal level and an unwillingness by this White House to secure the southern border.
Governor Kemp speaking to WSB-TV. Also at SRNNews.com, in consumer news, the Federal Trade Commission suing to block a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons, saying that $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition. A new poll shows President Biden's approval ratings are hovering just above his all-time low. And in other news, the Dow has been, Dow and the NASDAQ have been hovering today between pluses and gains. The Dow is now down 34 points. The NASDAQ is losing 4 points, and the S&P 500 is down 13 points. The major indexes all reached record highs last week, but the indexes obviously are in negative territory today. This is SRN News. A controversial statue is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The House and Senate have both overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking that ballot measure. South Dakota currently outlaws all abortions unless to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. According to a report by the UN nuclear watchdog, it has further increased its total stockpile of uranium and continues to bar several of the most experienced inspectors from monitoring its nuclear program. The UN watchdog said Tehran had no explanation for the presence of man-made uranium particles. The official two-week campaign before Portugal's general election has begun.
The country's two moderate mainstream parties are once again expected to collect the most votes, but with the expected rise of a populist party potentially adding momentum to Europe's drift to the right. The center-left Socialist Party and the center-right Social Democratic Party have alternated in power for decades. Corruption scandals have cast a shadow over the March 10th ballot. The official campaign period started today. Ron DeRockster reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.